It's time for Benedict and Raven postseason basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis. Our postseason coverage of Raven Hoops is brought to you by Larry Busing and Julie Avey and MassMutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison. It's Benedict and Raven postseason basketball, and it begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Good evening and welcome to women's basketball from Lakeland, Florida. Josh Pound, glad to have you with us here tonight as the number 2 seed Benedictine women take on the number 3 seed Xavier Louisiana Golden Nuggets. The women down in Lakeland, Florida, as they play in the Lakeland Pod with a chance to get into the NAIA National Tournament next week up in Sioux City, Iowa. Glad to have you with us here tonight as we get ready for action. As we are underway, they just got done with the national anthem down on the floor, so we will go ahead and keep it here. They're going to introduce tonight's starting lineups. Looks like they're going to go with Xavier first. They will go with Naya Bishop, Rain Ross, Abrea Irons, Nina German, and backup Gossam. The Golden Nuggets come into the contest with a 12-6 overall record. Benedictine College, led by head coach Chad Folsom in his 20th season, come into the contest with a 17-8 overall. Tonight's matchup between Xavier and Benedictine, the first between the two schools and the first for Benedictine against a member of the Gulf Coast Athletic Conference. Bo Browder, the head coach for the Golden Nuggets, he's in his 22nd season at the helm of Xavier. They won the Gulf Coast Tournament to earn their bid into the NAIA National Championship opening round. Benedictine was an at-large as they went 17-8. For Benedictine, it'll be the familiar starting five of Sam Brennan, Bryn Mall, Natalie Samarin, Skylar Washington, and Allie Brazowski. As you take a look at the two teams head-to-head here tonight, the Ravens just slightly behind the Golden Nuggets in points per game as Xavier heads into tonight's contest with a 68.1 point per game average. Benedictine has the advantage in field goal percentage, three-point percentage, and free throw percentage. The Golden Nuggets have the rebound margin and the block margin. The numbers to look at tonight, three-point defense for the Golden Nuggets, 21%. Field goal defense, 35.4%, and the scoring defense for the Golden Nuggets at 56.8. Benedictine coming off a loss in the Hart semifinals to number 8 ranked Clark University, 62-58. They are led by the trio of first-team all-conference performer Natalie Samarin and all-conference selections Skylar Washington and Allie Brazowski. Leading scorer is Samarin at 11.4 points per game. She's got a 52.1% shooting percentage, 85.1% from the charity stripe. That's one of the top all-time single-season marks for Benedictine. Ravens will be decked out in their home whites, red numerals. Xavier University will be in the dark jerseys with white numerals as well. And we are underway. Xavier will be moving right to left on your radio dial. Underneath it goes, off the glass, too strong, rebounded by Samarin. She'll get it out to Mall, who gets it across the timeline. Ravens will set up in their half-court offense. Washington, left side, gives it to Brennan. Down low to Brazowski, too strong, Samarin chases it out of bounds, but it'll go off out of Benedictine. It'll be ball out underneath the hoop for the Golden Nuggets. So both teams having advantages inside the paint early on, unable to capitalize. Golden Nuggets with it across the timeline, and between the circles it goes now as they get their offense in motion. In the corner for Bishop, she kicks it to the far side. A lot of one-on-one movement by the Golden Nuggets so far. Bishop for three, and she knocks it off the glass. Rebound pulled down by Brennan. Out quickly to Maul, and the Ravens are in their half-court set. Down low to Samarin, right block. Puts it up, too strong, off the glass, and the Golden Nuggets will bring it back down. Across the timeline, into the hands of German, and now she'll take it from the left side. Feeding low block, left side. Down low in the paint. Off the glass, Gossam misses. Rebound pulled down by Brzezowski. Brzezowski kicks it off to Maul across the timeline. Back to Brzezowski. Thought about the three. Left side to Brennan. Down low to Samarin. Top of the key for Washington. She puts up the three off the back iron, and it's rebounded by the Golden Nuggets. German in transition. Backs it down to the block. Kicks it back out to Bishop. Bishop will take it from inside. They're just between the circles. She'll go right side with it. Getting the offense in motion as they're trying to get Gossam down low. Into the corner, three-point try, off the back iron, rebound pulled down by Maul. She told the out-of-bounds line. No pressure by the Golden Nuggets, and Maul brings it across the timeline. Left side to Samarin. Near side for Maul, down low, trying to feed Samarin. We'll have our first foul of the game. That'll be on Raina Ross. So the Ravens will get it out of bounds underneath the hoop. Inbounded by Brennan, out to Washington. Down low, left block underneath the Samarin, off the glass, and it's good for two, and the Ravens knock home the first basket of the game. Assist to Allie Brzezowski. That'll set up the full court pressure by Benedictine. Timeline across, covered by the Golden Nuggets. Ross had it on the floor. She's able to kick it out. Down low, now fed to Gossam. Gossam backs in Samarin. Puts it off the left glass, and it's good for two. And Xavier is able to match the first basket of the game by Benedictine with a basket of their own. 7:05 left to play here in the first quarter, early on in this NAIA opening round matchup from Lakeland, Florida. Down low, Washington backs her way in. Up and under. Draws the contact, no foul, quickly out on top. Quickly the other way. Bishop can't get it to fall. Pressured by Brennan. Second chance by Bishop. And it's another basket for the Golden Nuggets. Full court pressure thrown away by Brennan. Irons puts it off the glass, and it's good for two. Another turnover and a quick run by the Golden Nuggets. Timeout taken by Benedictine. Looks like it will be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him, Joseph. You're watching or listening to Raven Basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Atchison.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard that right. Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
So a quick 6-0 run for the Xavier Golden Nuggets forces head coach Chad Folsom into his first timeout of the game. And we are back in action. Ravens trailing 6-2 in the opening round. 6:37 here in the first quarter. Game being played inside the furnace of the Southeastern University Fire down in Lakeland, Florida. Inbounded out of the timeout. Substitutions in for Benedictine. We'll get them to you here in a second. As that looks to be Heather Runnebaum checking in for the first time here tonight for the Ravens out of the timeout. down low, fouled as they were trying to feed the right block in Natalie Samarin. It'll be underneath, out of bounds for Benedictine, keyed in by Bryn Maul. Up top, to Twyla Carasquillo, and she's going to turn it over. That's going to lead to a transition opportunity for Xavier, blocked by Skylar Washington. That was the H&R Block of the game, brought to you by the experienced tech professionals at H&R Block in Atchison. See them at 712 Commercial in Atchison. Nice job by Skylar Washington to get back defensively and prevent that basket from happening. Gossam up against Natalie Samarin off the left block, no good. So both teams trying to feed the ball inside tonight. So far working well for Xavier, not so much for Benedictine. Carasquillo, right side to Washington. Down low to Samarin, quick up and under, no good. Rebound underneath, fought for and won by Gossam. Xavier sending two out on every rebound opportunity. Ravens are going to have to get back defensively. Up and under off the glass, too strong. By Ross, and that's going to lead to an opportunity for Benedictine. Carasquillo back to the right side to Bryn. Bryn Maul downside to Carasquillo. She feeds, spins, and they're going to say it went out of bounds. Last touch by Carasquillo. Looked to be that her defender got a piece of that one, but they're going to say it was off the Ravens' last. Substitutions in now for Benedictine, as we will have for the first time tonight, Allie Kramer. Also into the game for Benedictine will be Aaliyah Raines. Coach Folsom not afraid to substitute in his players this season. Eight players averaging over 14.7 minutes per game this year. Five players averaging over 20. That's the five on the floor now for Benedictine. Kramer, Runnebaum, Carasquillo, Raines, and Brazowski. Monica Plater gets one off the left glass, and it's good for two. And Xavier leads Benedictine 8-2 with 4.5 left to play in the first. Raines, against a couple of defenders, is able to find that teardrop to fall, and the scoring drought broken for Benedictine. They now trail 8-4, full quarter pressure applied by Benedictine. Xavier works it back and forth, finally getting across the timeline. 4:16 left to go here in the first quarter. Benedictine and Xavier in this opening round of the NAIA National Championship Tournament. Plater takes it to the block, kicked back out, 3-point from the corner. Bishop misses short, offensive rebound. And they're going to have a walking violation off of Udichi. And it'll be called for too many steps. The Ravens will get the ball out of bounds. Allie Kramer running the point now for Benedictine as she gets it across the timeline. She's checked by Bishop. Down low, off the glass, or rather off the block, fed back out to Runnebaum. Kramer drives, kicks it back to Runnebaum. She'll try the three. It's short. German with the rebound. Plater misses. Offensive board brought down by Udechi. Second chance opportunity coming up here for the Golden Nuggets. Player defense by Benedictine. Three-pointer is long. Rebounded by Kramer, Raines, and she is going to draw the foul. 3:19 left to play here in the first quarter. 8-4. Xavier leading Benedictine. Kick off your weekend holiday party with a stop at Hunley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor. 3:15 to play here in the first quarter. Kramer breaks the man-versus-man pressure. Raines will get called for the offensive foul as she kicked it into the corner, but they are going to take the charge and call it on Raines. So another turnover for Benedictine as they continue to mount here early on. That'll be the fourth turnover of the game. Well, Kramer, Runnebaum, Carrasquillo, Reigns, and Brzozowski in the game right now for the Ravens. And we'll see if they call it. They're going to call another charge. This one taken by Brzozowski. Player control foul is a pass away. And the charge taken by Benedictine. So Odichie drew the foul that time. Xavier with a full court man-to-man press. Down low, underneath, off the hands of Brzozowski. It'll be another turnover for Benedictine. So 2:47 remaining here in the first quarter. Benedictine continues to work the ball down low as having a hard time getting it in a position to score. Trap pressure applied by Benedictine. Xavier breaks it, and they'll get into their half-court set. Three. Bishop from the wing penetrates, no good. Tied up underneath. No foul call, still loose on the floor. And they will kick it back out. Three-pointer, near side. Lafarge knocks home the three. And it's 11-4, Xavier. Kramer brings it across. Gets it to Reigns. Reigns back up to Brzozowski, and she's fouled at the top of the key. So not a good place for a foul right there for Xavier. That's going to give Benedictine the ball as they will take it from the sideline. Actually, that's going to say that's going to be the bonus. And so Brzozowski will head to the line for a pair of free throws. Fifth team foul of the first quarter, so Allie Brzozowski will head to the line. She misses the first one. 77.6% on the year is Brzozowski. Ravens a little shell-shocked right now as Xavier has been able to withstand Benedictine's pressure, applying some pressure of their own. So turnovers here early. For Benedictine, so far the storyline. She'll make the second one to make it 11-5 with 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Xavier breaks the pressure. Virgil with it, well outside the three-point line. Plater will take a long three off the iron, unkind. Good on the rebound by Kramer. Ravens running the floor. Samarin from the middle of the paint knocks it in, and it's 11-7 Benedictine. The Ravens try to climb their way back into this one here early. Pressure applied in the corner, nearly tossed away. Xavier going back into their half-court set. A lot of one-on-one. Near a walk, three-point shot off the back iron. Offensive rebound, second chance opportunity. LaForgue missing that one. Runnebaum on the floor to knock the ball away. Benedictine unable to come up with it. Lafarge takes another three. This one nowhere near. Another offensive rebound. Hard off the glass. Good rebound by Natalie Samarin. Trying to get the ball back into the hands of Samarin, but sheer to Kramer. As Samarin was double-teamed, Ravens have the numbers. Runnebaum for three. And she knocks it home. 11-10. Xavier, as Benedictine has battled back into this one. Nice to see Heather Runnebaum getting strong and going early. Into the corner, three-point opportunity. They're going to call a travel from the far side. Deja Virgil will get whistled for the travel that time. Subs back in for Benedictine. We'll bring back in Sam Brennan and Bryn Mall. So 38 seconds to go into this one of the first quarter. Xavier leading 11-10 over Benedictine. We are experiencing some technical difficulties right now as we have lost the stream. try to see if we can't get it back up momentarily, but that's something that happens when you do try to do a remote broadcast. Like, Elk's going to have me try to log back in, so we will get that underway. Joseph, if you want to go ahead and take a break, we will stay. We'll go ahead and run a block until we can get it back up and running. You're listening to Raven Basketball here on KAIR 93.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Hello, this is Scott with Urban Lawn Care. You may think that winter will never end, but now is the time to get your plan for a lush, green, weed-free lawn in place. Urban Lawn Care offers a convenient and affordable six-step plan that addresses crabgrass, dandelions, insect control, and fertilizer. Or we can customize a plan for your specific need. Urban Lawn Care is a full-service company offering landscaping, hardscaping, dirtwork, tree service, mulch, rock, and extermination services. Estimates are free. Call 913-367-4478. Business is in the green.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast of Benedictine Women's Basketball here on KAIR, brought to you by our fine sponsors, Larry Busing and Julie Avey of Mass Mutual Financial Savings, L&L Construction, Tate Plumbing, Hunley Liquor, and Taco John's here in Atchison. Natalie Samarin got an old-fashioned three-point play, or finished, couldn't get the old-fashioned three-point play, as she got the basket to give Benedictine the lead. As we head to the second quarter, Benedictine leading 12-11, and we are underway here in Lakeland, Florida. Skylar Washington misses the three-pointer long, and Xavier is not able to break the press this time for Benedictine, as they will turn the ball over. 9:37. Here in the second quarter, 12-11, Benedictine, as the turnover was on German, and we're back to action here. Top of the key for Brazowski. Washington puts it on the floor, misses it short, rebound pulled down by Washington, loose on the floor, pulled away by the Golden Nuggets. Bishop, back to German, trying to look down low, to Gossam, and Samara knocks it away, taken by Sam Brennan, and the Ravens are back on the offensive side. Skylar Washington, left side, Bryn Mall, top of the key three, no good. Ball loose on the floor, underneath, scrum for it. Back into the hands of Samarin, as Skylar Washington will get the assist off her backside underneath, and it's 14-11, Benedictine with 8:46 left to play here in the second quarter. Full court pressure applied. Benedictine will get the turnover. Three on two. Foul under the foul in the paint. Brennan got tangled up, and they're going to call her for the foul. As the sub into the game will be Virgil for the Golden Nuggets. Back across the timeline it goes. German will put it in motion as the Ravens stay in their man-to-man pressure defense. Left side corner. Actually, that'd be the right side corner. Down low, Gossam working on Samarin. She kicks it back out to the top of the key. Bishop puts it on the floor. She's checked by Washington. Last touched by Skyler, trying to get the call, and it'll be out of bounds off of the Ravens. We'll have a short shot clock here. 8:11 remaining here in the first quarter. Three-point shot put up, And that was right at the shot clock as Virgil knocked down that three, and we're tied up at 14 apiece. Second-seeded Benedictine, three-seeded Xavier Louisiana. Samarin working at the elbow, puts it on the floor, trying to get it back into the hands of Brennan. She puts it on. Feed off to Samarin, and she knocks it in from the middle of the block. Nice assist and look by Sam Brennan. Benedictine unable to get their pressure applied, and Xavier brings it down the floor. Far side with it, back out top of the key now. Natalie Samarin leading all scorers with 10 points here early as she has the hot hand for Benedictine. As the three-pointer is short by Xavier. But it last touched by Benedictine. They'll key it inbounds underneath their hoop. Out into the hands of Gossam. German screen set by Gossam. She puts it inside the paint. Outside. Short elbow or short range jumper by Gossam. And she was wide open as the Ravens were packing the paint. And it's 16-16 with 7:08 remaining here in the first quarter. Ravens back across the timeline, get their offense in motion. Samarin, top of the key, looking down low for Brzozowski. Rocket pass from Brennan inside, last touch by Xavier. Xavier defense is fronting the post players for Benedictine, so Brzozowski had the inside position. The pass was too hot from Brennan, and it goes out of bounds off the Golden Nuggets. Ravens will key it inbounds underneath the hoop. Carasquillo back in to the game for the Ravens. Screen set by Brzozowski. Carasquillo misses the first one. Second one, she'll draw the foul. Twyla Carasquillo. Get a little tongue-tied there as she will head to the line for a pair of free throws. Benedictine 3-for-5 so far from the charity stripe. First one is good. That last foul was on Naya Bishop. 17 fouls so far on Xavier, just 2 on Benedictine. Carasquillo makes the pair, and that gives Benedictine an 18-16 lead with 6:50 to play here in the second quarter. L&L Construction for all your spring projects, from remodels to new construction, call L&L Construction, the guys in the red trucks. Three-pointer. Up and good by Gotchevich. Puts the Golden Nuggets in front, 19-18, with 6:30 to play here in the second quarter. Brzozowski on the floor, blocked out of bounds by Gossam. Gossam came into the game with 38 blocks, averaging 2.24 per game. That's the first block of the night for the Golden Nuggets. Down low, Brzozowski up and under, draws the contact, but the shot is too strong. And now Xavier will bring the ball across the timeline. Allie Kramer back into the game for Benedictine. She's going to check Virgil. As Virgil tries to get the offense set in motion. Four low for the Golden Nuggets. Nearly tossed away. As we're under 6 minutes left to play here in the second quarter. Short shot clock for the Golden Nuggets. Long three-pointer. Off the front iron, short by Virgil. Rebound pulled down by Brzozowski. Kramer in transition. Back to Brzozowski. Fed off to Washington. She'll get it back to the top of the key for Brennan. Brennan, right side, Carasquillo, back to Brennan. She'll put it on the floor, draws the contact, no call. Back out to Washington. In the corner, three-pointer up for Sam Brennan, rattles out. Rebound loose on the floor, pulled down by Kramer. Allie Kramer up and under. She's going to draw the contact, and she'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. 5:18 remaining here in the second quarter. Xavier holding on to the 19-18 lead over Benedictine. Here in the NAI opening round from Lakeland, Florida. Josh Pound, glad to have you with us here this evening as sitting in the office just outside the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium, doing our best to bring you all the action here from the stream and on location in Lakeland, Florida. Glad to have you with us here on KAIR 93.7. So Kramer knocks in the first one. She knocks down the second, and that gives Benedictine back the lead. 5:18 remaining here in the second quarter, as it's been a slow-moving second quarter so far here in this game. Winner gets the host, Southeastern, tomorrow night at 6:30. Ball is turned over at half court as the Ravens were applying the man-to-man pressure, and a high pass went right into the scorer's table. Kramer back across the timeline with it as she gets the offense set in motion for Benedictine. Near side for Brzezowski. Back into the hands of Kara Squillo. Brennan has it taken away. Now she takes it back away. Ravens have the numbers down low. Corner three. Misses short by Reigns. Ball bounces into the hands of Kramer. She's too strong. Fighting for it underneath is Victory Udechi. And Allie Brzezowski, it actually looked like two Ravens got that one. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. We'll see what they take. We'll go ahead and take the timeout. Ravens lead with 4:42 remaining here in the second quarter. You're listening to Benedictine Women's Basketball on KAIR 93.7 FM.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at MassMutual Financial Services can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs, whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey. Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today?
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Acheson.
Welcome back to the Furnace here on the campus of Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida. Benedictine leading Xavier University of Louisiana 20-19, just under midway through the second quarter in this NAIA opening round women's basketball tournament game. Different format this year with opening rounds. 16 teams will qualify to go to the national tournament site in Sioux City next week. Udechi underneath, off the glass, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Allie Brzezowski. Kramer in transition across the timeline. Back into the hands of Brzezowski. Near side with it is Brennan. Top of the key, three for Reigns. No good. And it's rebound pulled down by the Golden Nuggets. Lafarge put one just inside the half circle underneath the arc, and it's a long two-pointer to give her team back the lead at 21-20 with 3:50 to play here in the first quarter. Top of the key with it is Kara Squillo. Back into the hands, far side, giving on the floor now is Kramer. She kicks it into the corner for Reigns. Reigns penetrates, far side corner. Kramer thought about the three. Kara Squillo, short. That was blocked by Garcevic, and now Garcevic back in the hands across the timeline with a high dribble, and the Golden Nuggets will put it back into motion. Kramer checking high top of the key as the Golden Nuggets work the clock. Near side with it is Irons. Now Garcevic kicks it back out, and a long floater. Contact drawn by German. She will head to the line for a pair of free throws. Samarn back in. Brzezowski will take a seat. Five on the floor now for Benedictine. Kramer, Runnebaum, Kara Squillo, Reigns, and Samarn. Natalie, the game's leading scorer, 10 points, 3 rebounds. The first one falls for German to make it 22-20, Xavier. second one falls to make it 23-20. The difference between the scoreboard and the live stats. Live stats have it at 22-20. Three-pointer from Kramer misses long. Rebound pulled down by the Golden Nuggets. Just a slight advantage on the glass tonight as it's 20-18 on the boards in favor of the Golden Nuggets. Talked about it at the top of the broadcast. They do have the rebounding advantage, but Benedictine, a strong rebounding team on their own right. Three-pointer off the back iron, rebounded by Runabomb. She'll take it across the timeline herself and get the offense set in motion for Benedictine. Kramer near side with it, looking down low. Kicks it out to Carasquillo. She puts it on the floor. It's too strong. Underneath, tied up. And it'll be a jump ball between Darcevich and Kramer. It'll stay with Benedictine. We're going to go with the live stats, who's saying it's 22-20, Benedictine. They've got one more point on the board down in Lakeland. Reigns with the long two, misses everything. Off the backboard, rebound pulled down by German. Quickly across the timeline goes the ball, thrown up out of control by Bishop, but somehow he's able to knock it home, and that puts it at 25-20 in favor of Xavier. Just under 2 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. So no sooner do I talk about how long this quarter had taken, and it's quickly now underneath, and underway we go. Ravens are trying to feed the ball down low to Samarin. She had position, but she was held. Probably a good idea, as the foul will go on Victory Udichie. Ravens will get it underneath, try to get it inbounds. Nearly had the five-second call into the hands of Runabomb. Around the corner, up, scoop, and underneath on the floor. Samarin's bumped, and they're going to say that somehow she did that on her own, and if she goes out of bounds, it'll be another turnover for Benedictine. So it's a 25-20 advantage for the Golden Nuggets of Xavier, Louisiana, over Benedictine's women here with 1:42 remaining here in the second quarter. Benedictine the 2 seed in their bracket, Xavier the 3. Southeastern the number 1 awaits the winner at 6:30 tomorrow night back here at the Furnace on the campus of Southeastern. Lafarge off the back iron. High rebound pulled down by Samarin. Kramer takes it back to timeline as we're inside 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Foul called on the away from the play as Lafarge pulls out the jersey top of Aaliyah Raines as she was trying to break free through. And it'll go out of bounds underneath the hoop for Benedictine with 1:17 remaining here in the first quarter. Outside to Runabomb. Reigns across the top of the key. Down low, fed to Samarin. And she'll get called for the foul as the ball got knocked loose free by backup Gossam. And that'll be Samarin's second foul of the game. 1:08 remaining here in the second quarter. Again, that pressure being applied near the top of the, or near midcourt. Bishop is able to split the defense and kiss it off the glass, and it's 27-20 with 52 seconds remaining. Nice backdoor pass by Natalie Samar. Too strong by Heather Runabomb, and it's another rebound for the Golden Nuggets. Putting on the floor is Virgil, and she's able to do a scoop up and under, as it'll be a timeout called by Chad Folsom and the Ravens. 29-20 with 35:30 left to play. Actually, they're not going to call the timeout. I'm not sure what's going on right now. So no timeout called by the referees. For some reason, stopped the play. It's 29-20 in favor of Xavier. Benedictine trying to do something here as they have a scoring drought. Turnover by Kramer as she was pressured up top. Almost a turnover right back by the Golden Nuggets. Three-pointer in the corner. Misses short. Ball loose on the floor. Still loose. Last touched by Benedictin. And it'll be out of bounds just by the Raven bench, in between the Raven bench and the scorer's table. 12.8 remaining in the first half. Xavier with possession, leading 29-20. And a turnover by German, as she did not establish herself back in bounds before she got the ball back from Virgil. And it'll give it right back to Benedictin. 11.3 remaining. Benedictin with an opportunity here for the final shot of the first half, trying to get some much-needed momentum into that halftime break. Inside 10 seconds to go now. Samarin off the glass from Brennan, and good for two, and that'll take us to our halftime break, where Benedictin trails 29-22. We'll go ahead and throw it back to the studio, where Joseph will take us through halftime. You're listening to Raven Basketball here on KAIR.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard that right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with the perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Benedictine College. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company and Benedictine College, making Atchison a great place for all. Go Ravens!
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're at halftime here from Lakeland, Florida. Xavier University, Louisiana, leading the Benedictine Raven women 29-22 at the half. It's been an interesting half of basketball, as Benedictine held the 12-11 advantage at the end of the first quarter. Xavier outscoring Benedictine 18-10 in the second quarter. Neither team is shooting all that well. Xavier 36.4% from the floor. Benedictine 25.8. Ravens are 1-for-9 from behind the arc. And Xavier not much better, 3-for-13. Benedictine shooting pretty well on par, 5-of-7 at the charity stripe. Xavier has only taken two. They've made both. The Golden Nuggets with the 24-21 advantage on the rebounds. But 8 turnovers for both teams so far here tonight. The Golden Nuggets with a 15-9 advantage off the bench and a 10-6 advantage in the paint. Natalie Samarin leading all scorers with 12 points at the break. Benedictine looking for scoring, as the next leading scorer is Heather Runnenbaum with 3. Allie Kramer, Twyla Carasquillo, and Aaliyah Raines all with 2. Allie Brzozowski only has 1. For the Golden Nuggets, their leading scorer is Nia Bishop with 6, Deja Virgil and Jalea Lafarge with 5 apiece. Backup Gossam has 4. So that's where we stand at the half. We've got 2 quarters remaining between Benedictine and Xavier here on CARE Radio. We'll throw it back to the studio and come back for the second half action in just a few moments. You're listening to Raven Basketball on KAIR 93.7, Atchison.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
Surprises and celebrations all begin at Raven Liquor. Basketball, a quiet few, party time, friends around. Make Raven Liquor your first stop. They always have a great selection, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding just the right thing for your get-together. So whether it's a perfect bottle of wine, his favorite scotch, or a wide selection of beer that you seek, make Raven Liquor, 1800 Main Street in Atchison, your go-to liquor store.
Hey, this is Brent from Skyway Vapes right here in Atchison. Have you tried everything to quit smoking but nothing has seemed to work? Well, why don't you try Skyway Vapes at 1344 Old Skyway Highway? We have everything that you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative. We have products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. So come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 12 to 7.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Benedictine Women's Basketball as they are in the National Championship Games. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, Larry Busing and Julie Avery at Mass Mutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hunley Liquor, and Taco John's here in Atchison. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the local areas with some scores as I have them. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Good evening.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Taking a look at some of the earlier games, we had the Benedictine men taking on Central Baptist. That game was in the Ravens' favor with a final score of BC Men 73, Central Baptist 61. The BC Men will be playing tomorrow, and we will be carrying the game right here at Hot Country 93.7 with a scheduled tip-off of 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. In earlier games with Xavier in action, and the Xavier men were against Cumberland's out of Kentucky, and the Xavier Golden Nuggets men's team had a final score of 67 over Cumberland's 59. In this game, we've got Xavier leading the Benedictine women by 7 points at the half. It's Xavier 29, BC women 22. Taking a real quick look at the high school basketball, we've got one of our teams in the local area, Hanover, over Northern Valley in the 1A Division II boys games earlier today. It was Hanover 85 to Northern Valley 56. Of course, you can go to our free website, mscsports.net, to get the latest local scores and scheduling of upcoming games on any of the MSC Radio Network stations. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
It's tax time, and H&R Block in Atchison is open and ready to help. In these uncertain times and with all the tax changes, H&R Block in Atchison has the knowledge to guide you through. They strongly encourage drop-off of information so they can help you get all deductions, credits, and refunds allowable. H&R Block in Atchison, 913-367-6231 at 712 Commercial in Atchison, right next to Daylight Donuts. Again, that's H&R Block in Atchison, 913-367-6231. Please stay safe and healthy.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is back open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. You don't have to be a member of the gym to take advantage of their tanning, so get in there and get tan. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning or their 24-hour gym membership.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Atchison. We offer all the services you would expect, like a mobile app and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. NMLS number 1816323, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 42. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 53. Lows dip down to about 45. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 42 degrees in downtown Atchison right now. It feels like 36 out there with the wind out of the east at 10 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 82%. The dew point 37 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.37 inches of mercury. Taking a look around the area, Holton's checking in at 43, Leavenworth is checking in at 42 degrees, and up in St. Joseph, Missouri, it's currently 42 degrees as well. We'll be joining Josh Pound in just a couple of moments.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Benedictine College. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company and Benedictine College, making Atchison a great place for all. Go Ravens!
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard that right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Counts live at the arena for the second half action.
Thank you, Joseph. We are back for the second half here of the Raven women's basketball team as they take on the Xavier Louisiana University Golden Nuggets. Ravens trailing 29-22 at the half as we're just a few minutes away from getting the second half back going here on the campus of Southeastern University inside the Furnace. So Southeastern University plays inside the Furnace. They are the Fire. So a lot of heat down in Florida here tonight. Tale of the tape in the first half, both teams with 8 turnovers. Benedictine actually able to take just a slight bit more advantage of those turnovers, 4 points off of turnovers to Xavier's 2. But for the Golden Nuggets, it's the 15-9 advantage off the bench and the 10-6 advantage in points in the paint as we are ready to go. Ravens back out on the floor to get ready to go here in the second half. Benedictine trailing by 7. As we get ready to go, it'll be Golden Nugget ball. Brought to you by Atchison Dental Associates. Current with the latest technology to make your visit comfortable and convenient for you. Call them at 367-0212. As Xavier is out on the floor and ready to go. Down low, Gossam off the rim as that one went all the way in and all the way back out, and a rebound by Benedictine, and we're ready to go here in the second half. Ravens working in across the timeline, down low. Brzozowski misses it off the iron, gets her own rebound, puts it in off the glass, and it's good for 2. Okay, so we've got a courtside view there. Luckily, I could still tell who had the ball. Xavier across the timeline with it now. Benedictine trailing 29-24 early in the third quarter. Ravens are going to double-team that player on the low block. Three-pointer no good. Rebound pulled down by Samarin. Natalie, no pressure, so she's going to put it on the floor. Back into the hands of Washington. Top of the key for Bryn Mawr. Trying to feed down low, and it's poked away across Bishop with it. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Washington. Washington going to take it all the way in. She gets thrown to the floor, but no foul. And we are headed back the other way. 29-24 by Ross. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Eventually gathered up by Bryn Mawr. She'll walk it across the timeline. Mawr with it, just in front of the Raven bench, poked away once again. They're letting Gossam reach around Samarin, and Natalie's having a hard time maintaining possession in the middle. Bishop with the offensive rebound, her misses off the bottom iron, and again, pressure applied to Samarin. She's able to get it away to Mawr. Samarin puts it on the floor. Top of the key with it now is Brzozowski. Swings it near side for Washington. Washington down low. Samarin turns and too strong. Rebound pulled down by German, and she'll take it across the timeline. Long pass left side. Deep three. Nothing but the bottom of the net on the deep three. So 32-24, just over 7 minutes to play. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Benedictine. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. A quick start to the second half for Xavier University as they are out on Benedictine 32-24 with 7:25 to play here in the third quarter. So Bishop now with 9 points. Samarin now has 7 points. She's 3 rebounds shy of the double-double. 10 turnovers for Benedictine now, so 2 here in the second half. Still not leading to any points for the Golden Nuggets. Samarin, the team leader in points and rebounds. Sam Brennan so far with two assists. As the Ravens are still trying to get two of their top scorers going. Allie Brzozowski with 3 points off of 1 of 6 from the floor. Skylar Washington 0 for 5 as she is 0 for 2. It does have 3 rebounds and 1 assist, but the Ravens are going to have to get both those two going as Natalie Samarin doing the best she can right now to carry the Ravens offensively. But the Golden Nuggets, a very balanced attack, 9-5-5-4, as they are able to maintain the lead over the Ravens. Substitutions out of the timeout for Benedictine, as we now have Carrasquillo and Kramer out there. Reigns out there as well. So for Benedictine, you've got Kramer off the glass and good for two to break the scoring drought here early in the second half. So Brennan, Kramer, Reigns, Carrasquillo, and Brzozowski on the floor now for Benedictine. Ravens trying to get their defense going to lead to offense on the other side. Bishop gets away with a walk. Glass too strong. Rebound pulled down by Brzozowski. And they're going to call a reach-in foul on Irons. There's the Euro step and then there's the triple jump. And that time, Bishop tried the triple jump. Ravens break the pressure in the hands of Carrasquillo. She has it knocked away, and it's another turnover for the Ravens. Timeout called by Deja Virgil. A timeout taken by the Golden Nuggets. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take the break. They lead 32-26. You're listening to Raven Basketball on KAIR 93.7, Atchison.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
The three-seeded Xavier, Louisiana Golden Nuggets leading Benedictine, the number 2 seed in the Lakeland, Florida bracket. The winner of tonight's contest advances to the next game tomorrow night at 6:30 local, 7:30 Florida time against the host, the Southeastern University Fire, with a chance at a trip to Sioux City in the round of 16 in this year's 2021 NAIA Women's Basketball National Championship Tournament. Of course, this is the first year of one division for the NAIA basketball since the early 90s. Benedictine was a Division II school. They moved up to Division I. They have had a number of years of success qualifying for the national tournament, and now they will head back to a familiar place. If they can win this pod, they'll go back to Sioux City where they had some success as a Division II program. Another three-pointer for Southeastern. Off out of the hands of Virgil. And if the Golden Nuggets get fire from the outside, Benedictine spells trouble for the Ravens. The Golden Nuggets are just a 26.3% three-point shooting team this season. Top of the key for Carrasquillo. Back out. Elbow extended. Blocked by the Golden Nuggets. Bishop the other way off the glass, and it's good for two. And just like that, it's 37-26. As the Golden Nuggets have taken command here in the third quarter, 5:30 remaining here in the third quarter. Benedictine's got to get something going offensively. Brzozowski can't get that one off the glass as she is contested. Another three-pointer. That one is short. Rebound pulled down by Kramer. No numbers for the Ravens, so Kramer will keep it. Pulls it back out, gets it back down. Twyla Carrasquillo with the up and under off the glass. Benedictine trails 37-28, just under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 11-6 advantage for Xavier here in the third quarter. Three-pointer in the corner. Good by Virgil. A back-to-back three-pointers by Virgil. Bishop and Virgil now lead Xavier with 11 points each. 40-28, Golden Nuggets. Inside, kicked back out to Brennan. Carrasquillo, top of the paint, can't get it to fall. Rebound pulled down by the Golden Nuggets. In transition, quickly the other way it goes. Bishop puts it on the floor. She draws the foul, as that'll go on Sam Brennan. Bishop will head to the line for a pair of free throws. Washington and Samarin back on the floor for Benedictine. Into the game for the first time tonight will be Kinley Nelson. Bishop eyeing the basket for a pair of free throws, 63% on the season, and she knocks home the first. Southeastern has caught fire here in the third quarter as they take a 41-28 lead. Second free throw from Bishop. Also good, 42-28. Benedictine's got to come up with an answer on the offensive side. And a turnover by the Ravens as they are unable to break the pressure applied by the Golden Nuggets. They're trapping the point guard in the middle of the floor. Ravens trying to throw the ball over top, and they're not having a whole lot of success. Gossam gets away with a walk, misses it anyway. Rebound pulled down by Carrasquillo. She'll get it out to Kramer. Now far side. Skylar Washington for three, and she knocks that one home. The first basket of the night could not come at a better time for Skylar Washington. And it's 42-31. Xavier leading Benedictine with 3:44 left to play here in the third quarter. We've seen Benedictine mount some comebacks in the postseason so far this year. They nearly clipped number 8 Clark in the Hart semifinals. They had to come back against William Penn in the opening round. Back here inside the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium, we'll see if they've got it in them one more time here in 2021. Virgil splits the defense, and she hits it off the glass, and it's 44-31. Just over 3 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Washington, top of the key, screen set by Carrasquillo. Samarin with it top of the key now, leaves it off for Kramer. Kramer thought about the three, now she'll back off. Inside 3 minutes to go, Carrasquillo sets the screen. The defense switches, and they're going to get Irons with the hand check. She's got her arms out in dismay. It's pretty much the definition right there, folks, of the hand check rule. So Benedictine will get it inbounds across from their bench. 2:53. Irons picks up her third foul, so she'll have a seat with 2:53 left to play here in the third quarter. Kramer, near side, puts it on the floor, gets it into the paint on the near block, and she draws the foul. We'll say it was a foul in the act of shooting, so Kramer will head to the line. Allie Kramer is a 72.4% free throw shooter this season. Ravens shooting 71.4 so far here tonight. 44-31, Xavier leading Benedictine. First one knocked down by Kramer. She's got 4 points now. So that was fifth. 0.5 and 0.6 for Kramer. The live stats are a little behind the action now. Virgil puts it on the floor. Samarin working hard on the block against Gossam. Near side with it is German. Checked by Kramer. Switch off. Five on the shot clock. Deep three, rims out, offensive board pulled down by the Golden Nuggets. They'll get a fresh 20 and the possession. 44-33, Xavier leading Benedictine, 2:12 remaining here in the third quarter. German penetrates, goes right side, flying floater, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kramer. Ravens in transition. They've got the numbers, 3-on-1. And they're going to call the offensive foul on Kramer. That's a tough call to make on a 3-on-1. There was position by Benedictine. Looked to be a little movement on the late movement on the defenders, but by the defender, rather, and tough break there for the Ravens as Kramer gets called for the offensive foul. .44-33, just about 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Xavier leading Benedictine. Ravens trying to play their way into the second game of the opening round down in Lakeland, Florida. Udechi puts it on the floor, loses control of it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for the Golden Nuggets. That'll be their ninth turnover of the game. Quickly across the timeline it goes as Benedictine gets it in motion. Kramer will set it. Kramer, Nelson, Washington, Carrasquillo, and Samarin. Samarin is able to knock it down after being bumped outside the paint, and it's 44-35 Xavier. 1 minute left to play here in the third quarter. Oh, a 9-point advantage for the Golden Nuggets as Benedictine continues to chip away. Bishop walked twice, no call. She'll have to give it off. Bishop with a long three, rims out, rebound chased down by Nelson. We'll see if she can break the pressure. She gets it across the timeline with 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Nobody on her, and she'll finally get it to Allie Kramer. Kramer back inside the circle at half court to set up the offense. Samarin, top of the key to Carrasquillo. Back at the top of the key. Washington for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound controlled by Xavier, but then tied up by Samarin. The jump ball possession will go to Benedictine with 21.2 remaining here in the third quarter. We've lost our live stats feed. Hopefully we can get that back up and running. Inside 15 seconds to go. Kramer will set it up. Screen over to Washington. Far side elbow with it. Back to Carrasquillo. Top of the key. Loses possession. The pass is strong to Kramer. She hits a running three off the back iron. And they're going to call a reaching foul on Samarin, as that was a 50-50 ball underneath the glass. And they're going to say Natalie reached in with 1.8, and we are almost at the end of the third quarter. 44-35, Xavier. They'll get it in bounds. I'm going to try the three-quarter court shot. Is nowhere near the basket. We'll head to the fourth quarter. We've got 10 minutes left to play here in Lakeland, Florida. Benedictine trailing in this NAIA opening round game. 44-35 to Xavier, Louisiana. You're listening to Raven Basketball here on KAIR 93.7.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Hi, this is Ron with Urban Lawn Care. Call us for your outdoor projects. We can take care of your outdoor needs, such as hauling, spreading topsoil, leveling lawns, excavating, installing drain tilings for drainage problems, and delivering and spreading gravel for your driveways. We specialize in landscapes, hardscapes, hydro seeding, tree trimming and removal, including storm cleanups. We sell topsoil, gravel, landscape mulch, patio and wall stones, river rock, grass seed, and fertilizer. Call us at 913-367-4478. Estimates are free. Our business is in the green.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial Services can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs, whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey. Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today?
At the start of the fourth quarter, we've got 10 minutes remaining here in this one, 44-35. Xavier leading Benedictine as the Ravens have a hill to climb here if they want to stay alive and advance to tomorrow's game against Southeastern Florida. Josh Pound, glad to have you back with us for the final 10 minutes of regulation. Benedictine gets the ball back off of the first possession by the Golden Nuggets. Brzozowski working hard down low, gets her own rebound, misses that one. And no foul called, loose ball on the floor, taken by the Golden Nuggets. There's a lot of players on the floor behind the play, as it's now 3-on-4, and we finally get all 10 players across the timeline. Down low, Virgil turns it over, Samarin tips it away, pulled up by Brennan, as the four on the floor now for Benedictine will be Brennan, Maul, Washington, Samarin, and Brzozowski. So the starting five out there for Benedictine. Samarin takes it towards the low block, up and under, draws the foul, can't get it to fall. And she will head to the line for a pair of free throws. No score for either team so far here in the fourth quarter, as it's 44-35 Xavier with 8:44 remaining in this one. Natalie Samarin heads to the line for a pair of free throws. She sits at 85.1% on the season. She is 0-for-1 at the charity stripe so far tonight. Misses the second one, so very uncharacteristic for Natalie Samarin. Coach Folsom likely telling his team at the intermission timeout to just take it one possession at a time. I've heard him talk quite often about just cutting the lead to half of what it is by the halfway point of the period. So 44-36 now, Benedictine trailing after Samarin knocks down the second. We've got 8:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. Gotchevic missing or puts it on the floor as she had it at the top of the key. Brzozowski giving her player plenty of space. They're going to call a push off of German. Nice defense by Bryn Maul as she's able to get the turnover on the offensive foul by Southeastern. 8:20 to play here. Jump pressure. Ravens break it this time. Samarin has it in her hands. Now she nearly turns it over. She gets it back from Maul. Maul between the circles, puts it on the floor. Finds Washington top of the key. She just cannot break free. Up in traffic, misses it off the back iron, and it's rebound pulled down by Xavier. Irons with the Euro step, missing it that time. Ball loose on the floor. Gotchevic dives for it, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by the Golden Nuggets. Timeout on by Benedictine. It's a 30-second timeout. Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors here for tonight's broadcast of Raven Basketball on KAIR. Larry Busing and Julie Avey with Mass Mutual Financial Services, L&L Construction, Tate Plumbing, Hunley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison. Tate Plumbing is your Atchison favorite for new and remodel plumbing jobs. Contact Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209 for your professional plumbing needs. So 44-36, Xavier leading Benedictine, 7:51 to play here in the fourth quarter. Again, neither team shooting well tonight, 32.7% from the floor for Xavier. Benedictine being held to 27.6%. We will see about if I can find my game statistics, game by game statistics. Lowest total shooting of the season so far from the floor. Bennington's been in the 20% range three times this season. 26.9 in a win over Missouri Valley back in November, 27.9 in a loss to MNU back in November, and then 27.7% in a win over Culver Stockton earlier this semester. So not unusual for the Ravens to be in the 20s, but not somewhere that I'm sure Coach Folsom wants to be as we are back in action. Ravens working across the top of the key. They'll try to go down low once again as the Golden Nuggets continue to front the post. The pass is too strong, and it goes out of bounds off of Benedictin with 7:20 to play here in this one. 44-36, Xavier leading Benedictin. Ravens just have not been able to establish the post presence that they would like to have established, and they are just not shooting from the outside. 6 of 12 from beyond, or 2 of 12 from beyond the arc. 6 of 12 would have them in a much better position. Xavier works it across. In the paint, short. Offensive rebound pulled down by Gossam. She can't get it to fall. No one on the glass but Samarin, and she pulls it in for the Ravens. Across the timeline, top of the key, underneath, Brennan tried the up and under, and they're going to call a jump ball as Samarin had position. She gets tied up underneath, and it'll be a jump ball possession to the Ravens. It'll be a turnover on Benedictine as Sam Brennan draws the foul as she could not get to the inbound ball pass from Allie Kramer. Kara Smith seeing her first minutes of the game right now. Substitutions in for both teams as now Runnebaum out there for Benedictine. She's out there with Kramer and Washington. They're going to get Benedictine with the reach foul. Same kind of play that the Golden Nuggets have been trying to go with as they fronted the post, and looks like that foul is going to be called on Heather Runnebaum as she got too much contact with the streaking Golden Nugget underneath. So 44-36, Golden Nuggets lead. Benedictine 6:24 to play here in the fourth quarter. Training staff out on the floor, so we're going to have a substitution for the Golden Nuggets. They'll bring in Jaleesha Lafarge. Gossam dribbles around Smith, and she steps out of bounds. Thin out of bounds lines and sidelines here inside the furnace. A whole bunch of different lines for volleyball and side basketball courts as Kramer gets trapped, and it's stolen away. Irons just took it away from Kramer. No good on her layup attempt, and now Kramer gets run into, but no foul called. They are letting them play inside the furnace in Lakeland, Florida. Smith up and under. Fights to get that one away. No good. Rebound pulled down by Lafarge. Quickly across the timeline, German thinks about a three, and she eyes it. So 47-36, that's the first basket of the fourth quarter for Xavier. That's the first basket, period, of the first quarter. Only points scored so far was a Natalie Samarin free throw. Into the corner, run a bomb for three. Long, rebound pulled down by the Golden Nuggets. Quickly across the timeline as they go in transition, and it's thrown away as that pass was just thrown into the bench for the Golden Nuggets. Oh, Bryn Mawr will check back in for Benedictine. 5:11 left to play. An 11-point advantage for the Golden Nuggets. Benedictine, the time clock not on their side as they've got to get things going offensively. Brzozowski sets the screen. Far side with it. Around the top of the key, penetration by Washington, and it's knocked away. And it'll be a jump ball between Heather Runnebaum and Nia Bishop. Possession will stay with the Ravens. Bryn Mawr between the circles. Leaves it top of the key for Brzozowski. Off to Samarin. Down low to Brzozowski. Puts it off the glass. No good. As she draws the contact again, but they're just not calling it down low tonight. 47-36, Xavier leading. Only four total points here in the fourth quarter between the two teams. Penetration by Bishop. She'll be fouled on the floor. Skylar Washington called for the foul. Reigns will come back in for Washington. Samarin with a double-double, 15 points and 10 rebounds. Leading scorer for the Golden Nuggets is Bishop. She knocks down the first free throw to give herself 14 points and make it 48-36 Xavier. Rims rolls around the rim, and it falls to make it 49-36. 13-point advantage. Turnover for Benedictine as they just can't break the pressure applied by Xavier tonight. Ravens trying to throw it over top of the pressure, and there's Golden Nuggets able to run underneath the pass. Down low, knocked away by Runnebaum into the hands of Samarin. Natalie gets it out to Mawr. Mawr splits the defensive pressure, now back inside the top of the key. Down low to Brzozowski. Off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Golden Nuggets. They'll take their time to move it across the timeline as they get it across with 3:29 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Time starting to be unkind to Benedictine as they trail by 13. A lot of ground to cover if you're the Ravens. Xavier working around the outside the arc. Lafarge off the glass as she throws it up with a short shot clock, and it's 51-36. Timeout, Benedictine. They now trail 51-36. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take the break with them. You're listening to Raven Women's Basketball on KAIR 93.7 FM.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast of Raven Women's Basketball here on KAIR 93.7 FM Atchison. Josh Pound, glad to have you with us. Time is ticking on the Ravens in this opening round matchup with Xavier, Louisiana, as they find themselves trailing 51-36. Full timeout taken by head coach Chad Folsom. Taco John's in Atchison. Check out their new Queso Blanco Loaded Nachos. Taco John's just south of the tracks on 10th Street. Ravens back out on the floor with Maul, Runnebaum, Reigns, Samarn, and Brazowski. The shining light for Benedictine here in this opening round game has been the play of Natalie Samarn. 15 points, 10 rebounds. But the bench has been the difference in the ball game for the Golden Nuggets as they've got a 25-15 advantage. Benedictine actually holds a 7-5 advantage in points off turnovers as the Ravens get it across the timeline out of the timeout. Top of the key for Samarn. Runnebaum thought about the three. Back down low to Samarn. No good as it rattles out as the Ravens just continue to struggle to find the bottom of the net. Good look underneath for Samarn. She just can't get it to fall. And now Xavier is going to work the ball top of the key for German as she's going to milk the clock. Keep the ball out of the hands of Benedictine and try to prevent a late comeback by the Ravens. German throws up a prayer. Lafarge chases it down in the corner as the Ravens thought it was headed out of bounds, and it'll be ball back to Xavier. So they'll get a full 20-second shot clock with 2:12 remaining. Washington back in the game for the Ravens. 2:12 left to play here in this one. Benedictine's got to start coming up with some turnovers on defense and offensive conversions. Washington back in the game, knocks the ball away, then she gets knocked on the floor, gets back up with it, takes possession back to Reigns. Brazowski with it now, down low to Washington, last touched by Lafarge. Trying to remember off the top of my head if Southeastern has a football program. But they're definitely playing rough down in Florida tonight. Don't think Xavier plays football. But it has definitely been a physical contest here inside the furnace. Just over 90 seconds remaining. Ravens trailing 51-36. Season on the line for Benedictine. Samarin underneath to Brazowski, and there's the 1-2 we've been looking for all night long, but it might be too little too late for the Ravens. They trail 51-38 with 1:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. 11-point deficit for Benedictine as the Golden Nuggets just got it across the timeline by Virgil. So fouls to give. So Benedictine will get whistled for the foul. With 1:09, the Golden Nuggets will key it in from across their bench. Quick foul taken by the Ravens. 1:06 left to play. As that now will send the Golden Nuggets to the line. The women's college basketball, every foul after you get to five, it'll be a two-shot foul, either a shooting foul or essentially the double bonus. So the first shot is good, making it 52-38, 1:06 remaining. Second one, also good. Ravens with a very big hill to climb, quickly the other way. As the Ravens get it down the floor, Reigns with the transition layup as she gets the fast break bucket underneath for Benedictine. Now Maul chasing around Virgil trying to get the foul. And 56.6 remaining, Benedictine will get the foul called. Oh, a 13-point advantage for the Golden Nuggets as Virgil will head to the line. Nia Bishop, the leading scorer for the Golden Nuggets with 15. Virgil right behind her with 13. She's got an opportunity to tie the game high of 15 with these two free throws. First one is good. At the free throw line, the second one up, off the front iron, over the front, and falls. Benedictine's going to take the timeout so they can advance the ball to half court. 56.6 remaining. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. So 55-40, so 15 points for Benedictine to make up here in just 56.6 seconds. Xavier hitting 19 of 58 from the floor for 32.8%. Benedictine 15 of 55 for just 27.2%. The Ravens are only 2 of 13 from beyond the arc. Xavier hitting 7 of 20 from beyond the arc. Again, they're not a great three-point shooting team, just 29% on the season, 28% on the season. And that's been one of the key differences here tonight. Xavier also 10 for 10 from the charity stripe. Benedictine 8 of 11 as the Ravens get it back in bounds with 52 to go. Tipped away, controlled by Washington. She gets thrown to the floor, gets it back across the timeline. Reigns with the short jumper, gets it to fall, and it's good for two. Ravens just applying some pressure as they will get called for the foul as it got just across the timeline. Foul will go on Skylar Washington. 36.5 remaining here in this one. Ravens trail by 13. First one good for German as she now has 6 points. And 8 rebounds. Second one no good, and an offensive rebound pulled down by the Golden Nuggets. Taken away, mauled the other way. Tried to leave it off for Washington, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Golden Nuggets. Ravens got to get some threes to make this one a little closer down the stretch. 29.9 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Into the hands of Samara, and she gets fouled before she can get to it. Ravens could have used a few more of those when Samara was working on the low block earlier tonight, but it'll give the ball to Benedictine underneath the basket with 29.3. Out to Brzozowski, down low to Samarin. She tries to work her way down low. She does, and she knocks it in. 17 points for Natalie Samarin. Maher will take the quick foul, 21.3. As we've got 21.3 remaining in this one. Barring a miraculous comeback, the final game most likely in the careers of seniors Sam Brennan, Bryn Mall, Jane Pennefather, Natalie Samarin. Senior class making it back to the national tournament for the first time since their freshman year. Of course, the NAIA granted an extra year of eligibility to everyone playing this year in basketball, so we'll find out and figure out who might be coming back next year for the Ravens. I've had an opportunity to talk to Coach Folsom a little bit about that. Ravens get it across the timeline. Maul back to Washington. She'll try the long three. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound pulled down by Reigns. And Aaliyah Raines with the offensive board and a second chance opportunity on the free throw line coming up for Aaliyah Raines. Again, good minutes for the Benedictine off the bench. 57-44, 8.6 remaining. A couple of free throws for Raines. No good on the first one. Second one is good, making it 57-45. We'll see if the Ravens foul again off the timeline. Inbound play, no foul by Benedictine until that goes across half court where Raines makes the foul. So 3.1 remaining. 57-45 Xavier. Benedictine led 12-11 at the end of the first quarter. And then they've been outscored 18-10 in the second quarter, 15-13 in the third, and 13-9 so far here in the fourth as they trail 57-44 with 3.1 remaining. A pair of free throws coming up for Jack as she buries the first one. Also buries the second, and it's 58-45. Last seconds of the season for Benedictine. Mall gets it inbounds. She's just going to dribble it out. Benedictine will finish their season. The Xavier Golden Nuggets will advance to take on Southeastern. We'll throw it back to the studio for a quick break and then bring back to summarize in the postgame. You're listening to Raven Basketball here on KAIR 93.7 FM Atchison.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health postgame show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Benedictine College. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company and Benedictine College, making Atchison a great place for all. Go Ravens!
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to the Amberwell Health postgame here. It's a hard end to the season for the Benedictine Ravens and head coach Chan Folsom as they fall in their first game of the opening round down in Lakeland, Florida, at the hands of the Xavier University Golden Nuggets by the final score of 57-44. For Benedictine, they shot 17 of 58 from the floor for just a 29.3% effort. Xavier was 19 of 58 for 32.7%. The three-point shooting for Xavier helped push them ahead of Benedictine. They were 7 of 20. Benedictine held to just 2 of 14. Free throws somewhat ended up evening out. The Golden Nuggets finished 12 of 14. Benedictine was 8 of 11. And the Golden Nuggets finished with a rebound margin of 42 to 40. That is just the... The Ravens were actually 3-4 when they've been out-rebounded this season. They were 14-4 when holding the rebound advantage coming into the contest. They had a 20-rebound margin twice this season and went 1-1 in both those games. So Benedictine, the hot hand tonight, Natalie Samarin, 17 points, 10 rebounds. Allie Brzozowski finished with 5 points and 9 rebounds. Additional scoring for the Ravens, 6 points for Allie Kramer. She hit all four of her free throws. Aaliyah Raines with 6. As I mentioned, Brzozowski with 5. Twilight Carasquillo with 4. Heather Runnenbaum with 3, as well as Skylar Washington with 3. For the Golden Nuggets, they had 2 in double figures, led by Deja Virgil with 17, followed by Nia Bishop with 15. Benedictine finishes their season at 17-9. Xavier improves to 13-6. For head coach Bo Browner, this is win number 500 for him as a head coach. This is his 22nd season coaching NAIA basketball. So that'll do it here. The final once again from Lakeland, Florida. Benedictine falls to Xavier University. Benedictine men's basketball will be back in action here on CARE Radio tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Join Tom and Gus as they bring you that action as the Raven men try to look to advance to the round of 16 in Kansas City, Missouri. They will take on St. Francis, Indiana, back inside the Garvey Center Gymnasium on the campus of Friends University. So thanks to Joseph for manning the ship tonight. Unfortunately for Benedictine faithful, tonight ends the season for the Ravens, as they will, once again I mentioned, finish the season at 17-9. They fall here in the opening round at the hands of Xavier University. I am Josh Pound. Hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Hope to have you back tomorrow morning as Tom and Gus bring you the men's basketball action down in Wichita.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and our coverage of Benedictine Raven postseason basketball here on CARE Radio. The preceding broadcast was made possible by these outstanding local sponsors: Larry Busing and Julie Avey at MassMutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison. This has been a CARE Radio sports production.